So, you know, it's summertime and all. And one of the greatest things about summertime is that it's pride season. Yay. But, you know, a lot of people seem to be having mixed feelings about pride, especially people from the gay community, bisexual community, LGBTQ plus community themselves. One of the issues that I see that other people have is the whole issue of, you know, them feeling that pride is sometimes a little bit segregated, because, you know, you have like pride and then you have like black gay pride. And so there's some people that feel like, you know, they ask the question of why is pride so segregated? You know, pride should be bringing all the gays together and whatnot and so forth. And here's my thoughts on that. Personally, I don't actually feel like having black gay pride. I don't think that that's segregation. I don't think that, you know, the different types of prides, I don't think the whole purpose behind that, or at least the original purpose behind all that, I don't think it's to segregate the gays. I think that, like, in particular, when it comes to, like, black gay pride, I think the people that originally started that whole movement or whatever, I don't think their purpose was to segregate us blacks from the white gays. I think they just came to the realization, the true realization, that, you know, our culture, our black culture, our black gay culture is very, it's so large, it's so unique, it's so exuberant, and so specific in certain ways, that they just kind of found out that there really isn't enough room and enough space within, like, the main pride, I guess, compendium to really highlight, you know, all that it means and all that there is to being black and gay. You know what I mean? So I feel like they created black gay pride to sort of kind of give us, you know, some extra elbow room, some extra leg room to really, like, highlight the specifics of what it is and what it means to be a part of, you know, the black gay pride culture. You know what I mean? You know, it's just giving us space and room to, like, really highlight and really acknowledge, you know, our own unique and specific stories about being black and gay. You know what I mean? Because that is a very unique thing. You know what I mean? Like, it is very specific and very, like, singular in some ways. I mean, there might be some similarities between other cultures too, but for the most part, you know, it is very singular and very unique. And so I feel like it's all good. It's all really good. You know what I mean? I hope that people don't look at it that way. Look at it like, oh, you know, black gay pride is supposed to be segregating blacks from the whites. You know what I mean? I don't think that's originally the intent. Hopefully going forward, people will see it the way it's meant to be seen, and that they will appreciate it for what it is. Or at least if they don't already, that they come to appreciate it in that way. You know what I mean? And, you know, for me, like, I don't know, like, I just felt kind of silly that, you know, people would complain about there being two prides. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you mean to tell me I get to go to two prides? You know what I mean? Not just one, but I get to go to two. Like, that's a win-win. Like, it's just more pride for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's like being able to go to a concert twice. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, why would being able to go to pride twice be a bad thing? You know what I mean? I would think the more pride, the better. You know what I mean? Like, why not spread more messages of, you know, positivity and, you know, and acceptance and understanding and, you know, enlightenment and, you know, doing away with all the ignorance and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I find that, I think that the more you put out those messages, it can only help. You know what I mean? It can only help the gay community as a whole. So I don't think that that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Like, and not just black gay pride, but honestly, I personally, I would like to see different types of prides. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to see an Asian pride or a Hispanic pride or a Middle Eastern pride. Like, can you imagine that? Like, you know what I mean? And again, I don't think that the purpose, if those things come to pass, I don't think that the purpose should be to, like, again, to segregate, you know, people in the gay community from one another based on race. But I just feel like, you know, for example, if you're a gay Middle Easterner, you know what I mean? Like, you have a unique story to tell that's unique and special to you because you're a part of that community and you're gay, you know what I mean? Because, you know, different cultures, different parts of the world, they view being gay, bisexual, whatever, differently. So, of course, people that come from those cultures, they're going to have different experiences. They're going to have different stories to tell. And so because of that, they're going to express themselves and what it means to be gay differently. So I feel like having, you know, outlets that celebrate their own unique cultures gives them that voice, gives them that space to be able to tell those stories, you know, in their own unique ways. So I feel like, you know, I feel like that would be a good thing. You know, I feel like that would be a way to, like, educate the world as a whole as to what it means to be gay in these different parts of the world and part of these different cultures. And again, like, if we have those, if we have these multiple prides, it shouldn't be to separate us, but rather to celebrate our differences, you know what I mean? And, like, you can still have, like, your own specific prides and still celebrate together, come back and celebrate together in the main pride, you know? I just feel like, you know, the more pride, the better, you know? So that's just my thoughts on the situation. I mean, let me know what you think. Do you think that having multiple prides is a bad thing, or do you think that it's a positive? Let me know in the comments below. And yeah, and happy Pride to everybody. And that is all for this particular episode of Diamond Berry. I'm your host, Darren Bruce. And until next time, y'all, peace, love, and blessings.